Health officials in Massachusetts are recommending people take precautions this summer to protect themselves from mosquitoes that can spread illness. The much-discussed Zika virus is a concern for people traveling out of the area, but there are local risks like West Nile and Eastern equine encephalitis. Massachusetts health officials Thursday announced that West Nile virus had been detected in mosquitoes in the state for the first time this year. The virus was found in 3 mosquito samples collected on July 1st in the city of Worcester. Catherine Brown, deputy state epidemiologist with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, said weather conditions are just about perfect for increased West Nile virus activity.
We know that hot, dry years are, that those tend to be when West Nile virus is most active.
People can contract West Nile virus through the bite of an infected mosquito. Last year in Massachusetts, there were 10 confirmed human cases of West Nile. Most people infected with the virus will show no symptoms. Some will have fever and flu-like sickness. In rare cases, the virus can produce serious illness.
West Nile virus is the severe form of the disease, is more common in individuals over 50 and those who are immunocompromised, so their immune system can't handle the virus.
Brown said it is not so easy to predict, based on weather conditions, the possibility of an Eastern equine encephalitis outbreak. Cases of triple E in humans are very rare, but are fatal in about half of all cases.
And those who do survive are generally left with long-term neurologic disabilities. So that we consider this, although it is a rare disease, that is extraordinarily severe.
Health officials say avoiding mosquito bites is the best way to reduce risk. Recommendations include: remain indoors from dusk to dawn, the peak times for mosquito activity. Wear long sleeves, long pants, and socks to cover the skin. Use insect repellent.
I know that there is a fair amount of concern in people, or some people at least, about the use of repellents. And what we encourage is the use of a repellent that contains an EPA-registered active ingredient, okay? So not all ingredients have been registered with the EPA. The advantage to those products is that the manufacturer has to provide information to the EPA that proves not only safety of the product, but also efficacy.
Large areas of eastern Massachusetts and sections of the Berkshires are included in mosquito control districts, where the insects are regularly tested for the presence of diseases. But there are no such early warning systems anywhere in Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. As a result, 500,000 people are at risk, according to West Springfield Director of Public Health, Jean Galloway.
The disease spread and the prevalence of the mosquitoes can be a little more prevalent in highly populated, low-income areas, which we also have, not necessarily spread across them, but we have pockets across all of our county, and it's something that we need to take very seriously.
If an outbreak of a mosquito-borne illness were to occur in the area, local officials would need emergency help from the state to reduce the mosquito population.
Right now, if we had someone or even a horse diagnosed with triple E in our community or in our region, there's very little response we can do because we don't have the network set up already.
Setting up a mosquito control district would require municipalities to contribute a share of their unrestricted local aid to fund the project. Mosquito control districts in Massachusetts have budgets ranging from $300,000 to $500,000. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.